And tonight we'll look at verses 27, 28, and 29. Hebrews 11 and verse 27, by faith he being Moses, forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them, the them being the people of Israel. By faith they, same people, passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. And so tonight we will consider the faith of Moses. Now, Father, we are thankful for your goodness to us. We come now to look at the Word of God and this great chapter and these verses in the chapter. And we pray for the help now and the blessing of the Holy Spirit as we try to teach and preach your Word. We pray that the Spirit of God might help us to do so in His power, unction, and fervor. And we pray that you'll bless your people as we study this portion of your Word. Make it a blessing to them, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And so tonight we conclude the section of this marvelous chapter of Hebrews pertaining to the faith of Moses. And the three verses that we'll consider tonight point to three great acts in Moses' life which were accomplished because of his faith and trust in the Lord. Now, I want to point something out to you before we actually start to look at these verses, something that may be of some significance. Up in verse 23, the Bible reminded us of the faith displayed by Moses' parents in protecting him as a baby. And it tells us that they did what they did, not being afraid of the king's commandment. You see it there, the latter part of verse 23. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. Then verse 27 tells us about Moses forsaking Egypt. And it states that this act of faith took place in Moses' life and that he did it not fearing the wrath of the king. Verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. And so Moses' parents didn't fear the king, and then later Moses didn't fear the king. The same trait that was displayed in the lives of Moses' parents was later displayed in the life of Moses. Now, I don't know if Moses' parents ever even thought about it at the time they made their decision to disobey the king in order to obey God, but the attitude that they displayed there had a great influence on the attitude that their child would later have. And this is something that might be a blessing to you to notice it in the Bible, the similarities between parents and children. For example, we read that Abraham, that great man of faith, yet had a time in his life when his faith lapsed somewhat. And so Abraham lied about his wife Sarah when he got in a jam. His son Isaac later got in a similar jam, so Isaac lied about his wife Rebekah. Rebekah was a deceiver and a schemer. Her son Jacob became a deceiver and a schemer. Jacob deceived his father Isaac by slaying a goat when he stole his brother Esau's blessing. Jacob's sons later deceived him by slaying a goat when they sold their brother Joseph into bondage. Often in the Old Testament, you'll read about various kings that they walked in the ways of their father. And so it's just an interesting thing how that Moses' parents displayed the characteristic of fearlessness and later the same quality showed up in Moses himself. And so then, I thought you might be interested in that. And if you're not interested in it, you know it anyhow. And so let's look now at the verses tonight. that we are considering. First, in verse 27, notice persevering faith. By faith he, Moses, forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. And so Moses, who could have had everything that Egypt had to offer, and that was more than any other nation on earth at that time had to offer, Moses could have had all of the pleasures, all the position, all the prestige, all the riches, everything that he wanted, but he abandoned all of that for the sake of the Lord because of his faith, the verse tells us. And when Moses made the break from Egypt and went over to the people of God, not only did he give up all the luxuries of Egypt, but he took in their place the burden and hardship that went along with his identification with the people of God. I mean, he gave up the pleasures and the position and all that, but in its place he took the hatred and attacks from the enemies of God's people. He took the burden of having to lead an entire nation. He took the rebellion of the mixed multitude within the nation. He took the misunderstanding at times of his own family. He took the criticism and complaining of the backsliders in the nation. And yet in all of this, Moses was faithful. He didn't waver. He stayed with his task, and he persevered under the most difficult of circumstances. Now, how did he do that? Well, the verse tells us, the verse says, that he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Moses didn't have his eyes on his circumstances. He didn't have his eyes on his situation. He didn't have his eyes on his hardships. He didn't have his eyes on his afflictions. He didn't have his eyes on his difficulties, but rather he had his eyes on the Lord, the invisible one, who can only be seen with the eye of faith. And because Moses had his eyes on the Lord, he found the strength. That's what it says. He endured. He found the strength and the help and the grace and the power to go on and do what the Lord wanted him to do in spite of obstacles, in spite of difficulties, and in spite of hardships. You know, oftentimes Christians fail to endure because they have their eyes focused on the wrong thing. Now, this verse says that the reason Moses could endure, he endured as seeing him who is invisible. It's like he had a mental picture of God right here before him all the time. Now, look over across the page or on the next page to chapter 12, and we'll see these verses later on, but I want you to see them right now in connection with what we're talking about. It said Moses endured as seeing him who's invisible. Now, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 tell us this, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Now get this, "looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." And so you see, the Christian life is likened to a race, and in this race, we have to be looking unto Jesus. He's the one, the author, the one that started the thing, and he's down at the finish line. He also finished. And so in a race, you have to keep your eyes looking forward toward the finish line. You can't be looking back. You can't be looking around at the other runners to see what they're doing. Can't be looking down at the track to see what it's like. Can't be looking at yourself. You'll stumble and fall if you do any of these things. But this is why many Christians fail to endure in the Christian race. Some look back. They spend their time thinking about how great it was back when they could drink and commit adultery and all that. Pardon me, that wasn't great. But some people look back. Jesus said, a man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So many fail to endure because they're looking back. Some look around. They see other Christians sin, so they want to give up. And some look back, some look around, some look down. All they ever see is the condition of the track, the circumstances through which they're passing. And so as a result of always looking down, they fail to endure. Some look at themselves, look at me, I'm a great fellow, look at how much I'm doing. And so it puts them in a position where the Lord resists, because the Bible says right. that God resisteth the proud. Right. And many Christians fail to endure because they have their eyes looking at something else other than what we need to keep our eyes focused on, and that is the Lord. If we're to endure and persevere, we've got to keep our eyes focused on the Lord. And so we see persevering faith in verse 27. Then notice in verse 28, protecting faith. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. The Lord had given instructions to Moses concerning what the people of Israel were to do. They were to take a lamb, and on a certain day they were to slay that lamb, take the blood of the lamb, and apply it to the lintel and the side posts of the door. And then that night, when the death angel went through, those who had applied the blood were protected by the blood of the lamb. Now, how is it that these people were protected from death and judgment by putting blood on the doorpost? Because the Lord had said that if they do that, the death angel would pass over. That's where the name came from. The death angel would pass over without destroying their firstborn. They took God at his word. By faith, they applied the blood, and those who did were protected from the judgment of the death angel. Now, as those who are saved know, this is one of the great types of salvation by the blood of Jesus Christ found anywhere in the Bible. But in case there's somebody here who's lost, let me say this to you. Judgment and eternity in hell is the sentence for all sinners, which is all of us. But Jesus came and shed his blood to pay the penalty for sin. And God promises in the Bible that those who will put their trust in the blood of Jesus Christ as the payment for their sin debt will be passed over in judgment and will never know the awfulness of hell. When you simply take God at his word, come to the Lord Jesus.